tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against death domination. I have studied the idea of a democratic and free society, in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an idea for which
I am prepared to die. Nelson Mandela University. Change the world. You're tuned into Madiba's Radio. Changing the world, one voice at a time.
Welcome, welcome. It's another week, another time. It is once again Law Show Science Package here on Madiba's Radio Podcast.
What it do? What's up?
And of course, to introduce ourselves, my name is Gloga Talondlova, the brightest star on the airwaves. Once you know Glicks is on your airwaves, nothing will ever be the same. And listen, I'm with the icon in studio. I'm with a multi-talented icon, Billboard winning artist.
Come on, somebody. Okay, I'm a fan. Yeah, man, the name is Katlego Mofokeng. I'm also known as Girl with the Nice Pants on the Instagram streets. We're bringing you all things Law Show Science Package and Ebona. Today, we're going to have a time.
No, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. You know, as I always like to be like, listen, are we starting with the good? Are we starting with the bad?
That's literally always the question.
Like,
current affairs is always like, do you want good news first or do you want bad news? But know that the bad news is in abundance.
Ish.
It's never too good. No, let's go with the good though. Let's walk into the show with some vibes.
You know, let's just start with the good. So, listen, you know, one thing about me, I don't know, these days I've just been in a holiday mood.
You've been trying to go on holiday for
I want to go on holiday. I want to travel. And I feel like I noticed actually that the cruise ships are back in the bays. The cruise ships are back, specifically the MSC Opera.
The fanciest one.
Literally.
Out there.
Like, it's not those, not to call the other ones cheap, but, you know, they're kind of cheap. But,
They don't
have the levels.
No.
But you can even hear MSC Opera.
Yeah, Bon.
You're getting the level.
This is Friends Like These winning vibes.
Literally.
These are the winners of Friends Like These. This is how they ball out.
And the exciting part is that it's coming back for 2025-2026 season. This December is going down. It is going down. Now, actually, the MSC Opera now is having two trips. So either on the 29th and the 23rd of February, you can take a four-night cruise from Durban to Mozambique.
Okay.
There's also option of going on the 12th and the 26th of Jan. And then on the 10th of January, there's a two-night cruise from Indian Ocean where you go to this island called Pomaine. Now, Pomaine is kind of like I would say it's very untapped.
Okay.
It's very, you know, I'm going to sound like a colonizer describing Africa.
Hey, I was worried for a minute. Let me watch my words, actually. It's giving colonial vibes.
Hey.
Okay.
But it has a mangrove forest that appears to float on water.
Ooh.
And the beaches are just so crystal clean. It's white. Mm. The sunset from there is serene. Because what happens on the cruise, listen, let's actually even get into what you can do on the cruise, because there's a spa.
Oh my God.
Not only is there a spa, we can have facials, massages, and even free treats. Imagine the treats come with the massage.
Imagine just being out there on the ocean, open sea, and you're just getting potrozad. Oh, wow, what a time. That sounds so good. How much is it? Why does it sound like I'm so scared of asking for the price?
Hey, you know, they actually haven't dropped the price range as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
But from past research, you're going to look at paying more than 50K.
50 for one person?
For one person.
That sauce, yo, guys.
That, you're going to need more than 50K. You're
that
need
needs actual
more.
Money.
Like,
it's, like it's, that needs grown-up money.
Honestly, but I guess it's worth it, but, like, still, though. Because even it's, like, because for the Mozambique trip, you do need a passport. So already now, also, you need to go
pay
that passport fee.
Home affairs vibe.
Yes.
Oh, already that is just too much to calculate.
It's too much. It's too much. But hey, even on the boat, there's also a gym. So if you want to stay fit while on holiday, there's that too. As well as also a mini golf center.
Hey, well, guys, how big are these ships?
It's huge because I'm just colorful. Like, golf on a ship.
Golf needs a lot of space.
It's even a theater, actually.
Oh, honey, I get the 50 stacks. I absolutely understand.
Like, because it's like, you can wake up, you could go play golf in the morning.
Right.
Or then you can go to the gym and then take a spa, go to the pools. And then at night, you can have like a 5-star dinner.
And then you go to the theater.
You watch a play.
Then the next morning you wake up and you're on an island. Oh, like, sign me up.
And even on the island, there's activities. You can go, you know, like, what is it called? Not skiing. Like, you know, the one where you hold on like this kite, basically, and you fly.
It's not ziplining. You're not ill.
Yeah, that thing.
You see, we don't even have the budget for it. We've not unlocked the word. That's you know, how serious it is. We don't have the budget. We haven't unlocked the vocab.
But you could go do that. You could also go, is it skiing where you're on like that small boat and you're...
And then you'll hold... Yeah, what is that? Like, it's I think it's skiing. Skiing is like for the mountains.
That's the thing.
What is it? It's water. Oh, what, guys? It's gonna. Izo school.
Yeah.
Izo marayona leyo.
You're gonna do that.
You're gonna be on water, walking on water like Jesus. I'm not mad at it.
You know, you can also go view the coral reefs and the clear lagoons for an unforgettable diving or snorkeling experience. Imagine,
guys. You need to know how to swim for this.
Hey, that's another thing.
It's another problem. I'm sorry. I'm walking everywhere with a life jacket on
because
it's murky waters for me.
Especially because with cruise ships, I know a lot of people are like, hey, we don't want Titanic.
Exactly.
Titanic Part 2.
I'm not trying to end up on a door with a man.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
Like, we don't need that.
That's
we
not
don't...
the vibe. My weight equilibrium, I can't even figure that out myself. Like, I'm sorry.
So now, if it goes down, what must happen?
Exactly. You're signing me up for failure. I'm not doing that.
So, but would you ever go on a cruise?
Definitely would. Mm. I think, like, when you were mentioning all of these amenities, like, the first thought is my mom wants to travel so bad. I can imagine taking her on that. I feel like it would be an amazing experience. And she'd be entertained. You know, like when you have to organize like a trip to somewhere, you always have to entertain the person.
True.
So I feel like she'd be fine because there's activities all over, not just the ship, but even wherever you end up on the island. So I don't have to think about an itinerary and planning something. No. It's just like, what do you want to do today, man?
Mm.
Let's get it. I love that.
Like, I love that because I've been watching a lot of like cruise vlogs of like people going on cruises. Mm-hmm.
Would you go?
I would definitely go.
Ooh, like, where?
I feel like I would go to this one if I had the money.
I mean, those islands sound amazing.
Literally, and I feel like this one is a more chilled, luxurious one.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I would do this one as well, like as like a party cruise. I feel like a party cruise could hit.
Yes,
like just where the whole time, day, night,
vibes. I think the worst thing is for me, I would do a party cruise if it was like a Disney Channel one.
Yeah.
You know, with like the High School Musical songs and I'm trying to do that. That sounds amazing.
I think Disney actually still has it in operation, actually, where it's like they have even like the Disney princesses and like...
You see? I love that. One Moana, do your thing. I'm just trying to sing High School Musical songs from back in the day. I'm just trying to relive Hannah Montana, all of that.
Like the restaurant is even themed like... It's themed Beauty and the Beast style.
Oh my gosh. I like that.
And they even sing for you whilst you're sitting down.
That sounds like a magical experience. Okay. I'm definitely... Oh, you've got me on holiday mode, I feel like.
It's like...
The problem is you.
Listen, I feel like this excites us so that by the time December comes, we're ready. You
we
know?
At least know what we're locking in for. I think I like that.
And it makes us motivated to actually like get down and lock in now with academics because...
Yo, one thing about it is it's very hard to lock in.
Yo,
even the lock is not working.
Yo.
Even the lock itself is just like, wait, my babe.
It's a lot.
It's so hard.
Because now, and also now we also need to plan. So how are we going to get to Durban or Cape Town?
Exactly. Now you still have to figure out, guys, where's Home Affairs here in PE?
Hey, that's a good question.
Where do we start looking for a Home Affairs? Also, and how long is the line?
I think there's only two in the whole of PE.
Are you serious?
Which is crazy because I thought, hi, bro, how is this?
This is huge.
Literally. And there's only two. Come on now.
Oh, okay. I need to find a Home Affairs. I feel like that's the first step. Opening yourself up to like, okay, passport says I'm ready to go overseas.
Mm.
It's saying I'm ready. I don't have the money yet, but wow, I have the resources.
You know, maybe that's why I must pay the lotto. You know, who knows?
Oh,
who knows?
Actually, let's actually get into that.
Because, hey, but hey, you see the problem with the lotto. I don't like the fact you need to spend money to potentially win money.
Exactly. Sounds like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, I know.
It's giving pyramid scheme. You know, if you recruit five people and I recruit three, then we may know. That's too much effort. Let's give me the money. I promise I'll be responsible with
because,
it.
Like, just trust me, you know?
Like, trust me.
It's just because you see the lotto. Some of these numbers are like,
right?
100 million rand.
And people don't win them.
Ish.
Oh! The story on I Blew It would be crazy.
Yo! And the stories that I blew are crazy.
The crazy thing is that we're planning on blowing the money. Like, you can just tell already that
my name is what,
and yeah, I blew it. Shem. Yo, ngayila, ngay pupuli mali. Wow. I wouldn't be there for like, come on. Trust me, I wouldn't be on I Blew It.
Yeah, no.
Promise.
And if somehow it lands up there, you're like, clearly, it was some...
You know, it was something out there. Spiritual force. It was never me.
It wasn't
it could
us.
Never be me.
Because imagine.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, but I think... Let's get into it, guys. December's around the corner.
Mm.
You know, school is temporary. School, we're going to get that degree. We're going to get that qualification. Let's go out. Let's have a good time.
Let's party, like...
You know...
Let's live luxuriously. Because imagine playing golf on a boat.
Exactly.
Like, how is that even possible? My question is, so what if you accidentally hit too hard and then now the ball's in the water?
Exactly. And what if it hits a shark or something?
Ish.
Now what must happen? Concussion under the water, what?
Yo, it's a mess.
Problematic.
Hey. Mm-mm. But we'll still do it anyways.
Definitely.
You know, because why not?
Definitely trying to get into that. That sounds amazing. I mean, look at the bush getaways.
Yes.
Oh my God, the pictures. South Africa is so gorgeous.
No, South Africa's beautiful.
South Africa's beautiful.
And I love how, like, there's so many different things with its bush, mountain, beach.
Right? And it's secluded. It just needs a car. That's also a problem. Sakala, last week's color foods. Your cars are unnecessary, apparently.
Like, why? We need better public transport.
Honestly, like, something cute to just get me there. I'm not trying to... I can't drive, so I really can't even cry about it. But I don't want to be taking the kakoloi. I want to be... I don't know. Oh.
Like, you know, I want to take, like... a high-speed train to Kruger National Park.
Yes.
Hey, the problem is now they're going to have to build the station and the lines in the park. What's going to happen to the animals?
Mm. Now they open, the train opens, you get there, and then there's a lion vibing.
Ish.
See, it's just, it's not working.
So,
we're going to have to figure it out.
We'll have to figure out indeed. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe it's time for us to get into the bad news.
Ciao. Do we really want to get into the bad news?
Should we?
Wait again. Let me tell you guys about the bad news. Mm. Are they really bad or are they just dramatic? Oh, okay. So, the Madlang Commission of Inquiry is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But we know the drama that's happening also with Kenny Kunene and the Patriotic Alliance.
That mess in itself.
Look, all of these things are connected, and I'm so annoyed that they're connected because, wow, my ADHD couldn't take it reading all that information.
Mm.
But let me tell you something. Okay, so we know the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry is as a result of the fact that General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi went on air and was just like, look, there's a lot happening, and Parliament, your politics, your judicial systems, all of the structures in government are compromised.
Mm.
And it was like why do you think that is? Yes. And he was like, I was part of a political killings task team. And that task team was disbanded recently by your commissioner,
hey.
Senzo Mkhunu. He said, you know what? Stop working right now. give me these dockets. I'll deal with this. You guys are not doing anything. And Mkhwanazi was like, wait a minute, what do you mean we're not doing anything?
Like,
we're making headway. And the only reason why this came is because of the fact that the political killings task team ended up coming to Johannesburg to help them solve one of the many killings that had been happening.
Yeah.
And so when they started unearthing certain details, I think Nkunu was just like, ish, they're getting too close to who I am and what I'm up to. So let's close it now.
Let's cut it.
The NPA was like, we did not know about the fact that this was disbarred. We didn't know you guys were disbanded. We didn't know it was happening. We're so sorry. What must happen now? Because this man took them. And then Mkhwanazi was like, I'm going to go on air. I'm going to tell the people of South Africa, like, Bona, your people are doing us dirty. Actually, we're trying to solve murders, and these murders are not being solved.
So what must happen?
What's going to happen? Okay, fine. That happens, and they say the commission of inquiry is going to happen. And then they return the files. All of the dockets, 121 dockets were taken from that task team. They were sent back. The problem starts here. Okay, a lot of people have done a lot of things, but Kat Matlala and a certain businessman who is Mulefe, is it Mulefe or something? One of those people. So there was Kat Matlala. Kat Matlala is the one that everybody is saying has had 100 calls back and forth with Big Cele.
Which is like, what are y'all?
This is somebody that is literally being accused of murdering people.
Imagine.
And putting together murders. So you know that's crazy, right? Brown Mokgotsi is also another one. Katiso Molefe. Now, Katiso Molefe is an important name that you need to remember, because Katiso Molefe was arrested recently.
Mm-hmm.
And at Katiso Molefe's house was Kenny Kunene.
What a...
Do you see what I mean?
Like, what is going on?
I was like, my ADHD went really crazy. Because it's all good and fine, fine. This is like a really, really big thing. But so much so that when these people got back their dockets and they decided, okay, now we can move forward with arrests, they go and arrest homie and Kenny Kunene is chilling in his house.
Like, come on.
So we know what happened. We know, Vele, when Kenny Kunene was found there, they were like, how... What are you doing here? This person is getting arrested. This person is literally alleged to be a murderer. So why are you here? And they were like, you know what? Step down first.
Yeah.
So, and this is, it makes sense why they told him to step down.
Valid.
So for those of you who don't know, the president made a step aside rule when he first, you know, came in. And he was talking about, if you are in any type of trouble with maybe the law or whatever regarding racketeering or corruption or whatever, then you are supposed to step aside until you are cleared. So Kenny Kunene followed the rules. He stepped aside. And then the Patriotic Alliance was like, okay, fine, we'll have an independent, you know, investigator figure out why Kenny was at that house. Is he innocent or is he in any other way connected to Katiso Molefe? Now, Kenny said that he was at Katiso's house because he was there with a journalist. And he was trying to get that journalist an exclusive story. And we were like, but you were chilling too cool.
Like there. You're having tea and just...
Because how also do you have a connection to Big Homie enough to bring him a journalist if you guys don't know each other that well?
Because it's... You're not going to go to a random person's house like, yeah, I'm just bringing a journalist.
Exactly. Hi, bro. They wouldn't let anybody in. It would be like, how? Why, who are you also, first of all? Cool. Why are you in my house? And what are you doing with a journalist? So clearly there must be something.
Yeah.
Oh, but it gets sweeter. It gets sweeter. Fine. Kenny Kunene steps aside. The investigation happens. Cool. The investigation has now revealed that nothing was going on. Kenny Kunene is actually very cleared of everything. He wasn't doing anything dingy or dark. He really was bringing the journalist to Katiso Molefe's house.
Okay,
cool, fine. They were like, wait a second, Kenny, we understand. You've been cleared of all charges. We're going to swear you back in as the counselor of Johannesburg. And they were like, okay, cool. Gaetan McKenzie said that's not enough.
Oh, he was just like, oh, hell no.
He said, no. When this man was told to step aside, he was an MMC of transport. So take him back to his original position, or else the entirety of the PA is walking out of this GNU.
Huh? The entire, yo.
He said, we're going to perform a max exodus. We're all going to walk out, if you're not making the big homie and MMC of transport again.
Yo, that's dramatic.
Right?
Like, it's like,
Bati itipe, Cyril. Mind you, this is supposed to happen tomorrow morning. So they gave him a deadline. They said, Tuesday morning, if you have not called, Geni Kunene, the MMC of transport, all of the PA is walking out of the GNU. Deal with that.
I will say, I love the guts. I love the guts.
Love the guts. That's... Also, you're going to have to stick to your guns.
Yeah.
That's also another thing is, play stupid games, you will win a stupid prize. So true. If you're going to say, we're going to walk out, and tomorrow they say, nah, we're not going to give him MMC, then you definitely have to walk out. Otherwise, your people are going to be like, ah, Mara, we're not.
Like, you're not serious.
You're so unserious.
Because...
But the thing is, there's a parallel. The same thing happened with the DA earlier this year. Now, one of them, Van der Westhuizen, one of their MPs, right? Their minister of, is it Andrew Whitfield or is it Van der Westhuizen? Somewhere around there, those names. Ish, I don't know. That sounds racist, low-key. Andrew Whitfield, yes, I'm sorry. Former deputy minister of trade, industry and competition.
Yeah.
Andrew Whitfield decided to go on a side quest. He applied for leave. They didn't sign off in his leave. He decided, now, I'm out. Left, went to the US with a delegation of DA people to try and talk to Donald Trump. Who sent them there?
Like, why are you just talking to, like...
They went on a side quest. And the president was like, oh, that's so cute. By the way, once you get back from your so-called leave, hand in your resignation, babe. It's out. It's over for you. Hand in your documents. Give us the computer that you were using. Dip. You're not going to get any of this. Here's the first problem. The DA was then like, if you do not remove other people who have been accused of crimes or corruption, then we're also walking out. Itibe. Cyril said there. Cyril said, I'm not going to do any of those things. Like, you're not going to tell me what to do.
Like, he was just like, I'm the president. I could do whatever.
If you're saying the DA is going to leave because I'm not bringing these people out, then you guys can dip.
Bye.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Like.
And they didn't leave.
So.
Now we're side-eyeing DA like, hey, how?
How? You said you're going to leave. You guys
said you're going to leave. Now the PA is doing the exact same thing. My one thing is, why do you not learn?
Literally.
Learn from other people. They tried to walk out, they didn't. The PA wants to do the same thing now. But the biggest problem is, if they do, the MMC contract right now is under negotiation with the EFF.
Oh. Interesting.
Now it's like, okay, how about you, Baba Yonkuta Pambili? The red party is at the door. They are knocking, they're saying, let us in. We are actually willing. Tumamina, Baba.
So now PA is in a tricky situation.
Exactly.
It's like, if they leave, then there's already somebody who's ready.
Exactly.
But if they stay, it doesn't give the EFF the opportunity.
And even if it doesn't give the EFF the opportunity, how are they guaranteed that Kenny Kunene is even going to get that again?
Exactly, because they could stay and he doesn't get it. And then now they're the jokes. Like,
exactly.
So
what must happen? Like, now it's really, I think it feels more like an ego situation now. Now it's just like it's about egos at this point. It's like, I am not going to beg you to give me what's right to me. But at the same time, people are asking, guys, Kenny Kunene is a former convict. And he's a politician. And you guys are giving him this contract. Something this big. And apparently, that portfolio has the biggest budget in the municipality.
Ah. So, make that make sense.
So, they're fighting over it. They were like, we got two positions, portfolios. We gave one up to the Inkatha Freedom Party. So, the one that we have now is transport. And it's one of the biggest budgets in the municipality. Give it to us back. And they were like, yo, Chomi, you guys don't know how to act. And now you're chilling with, like, alleged criminals. What must happen? Because this is probably not going to be the first or the last time. And the worst thing about it is Katiso Molefe is also implicated in the death of DJ Somebody.
Hey, what is South Africa? Because... Like, why are all our politicians connected to crime?
It's also the worst type of crime. Because you're like, come on. There's like four murders that are linked to Katiso Molefe. One of which is DJ Somebody. The other one is for an engineer that was looking into a contract at Transnet.
Yeah.
And this person apparently was just like, it was a mistaken identity thing. They shot him, killed him.
Mm.
This is a second murder. There's two other murders that they're still talking about. Same MO, everything. And you're in his house chilling.
Chilling.
Be honest. Yes.
Like, just be honest. Like, you know what? I'm doing shady stuff.
Like, you deal cannot be saying that. So now it's just a mess. I'm not going to lie to you. Your president is in it. I don't know. The GNU is such an interesting thing in the sense that it shows you that power, yes, leveled equally amongst people, is always going to be like a battle, maybe sometimes of the ego, and also just a battle in general. Because look now, there's always drama. That's why I'm like, the politicians, the real politicians of the GNU, it's no one could script this better. Honestly, this is reality TV in front of our eyes.
Because it's just like something is always happening.
Right?
And it's just like, what is going on? Because when you can also ask a deeper question of like, okay, so PA, you're going to walk out of the GNU for reasons that are very petty.
Yes.
But when it was voting season, you were like, we want to be in this GNU to help South Africa.
And you were saying how this is great. Mm. You believe in the president and whatever. And now all of a sudden it's, no, these people don't know what they're doing. No, this government is full of nonsense. The ANC said, no, you don't like it now. Hey, bo, what must happen? Now you have to get along. Mm. It's a marriage of convenience. And that's what happens, honestly. They came together for a marriage of convenience. And now it's just looking murky for everybody involved.
And I guess in that situation, they had to settle because it's either that or no power at all.
Or be on the outside and look at what MK... When last did you hear about MK?
They've been very quiet.
When last... The last headline we ever heard was when Floyd Shivambu decided to leave. That was it. Mm. That was the last time we heard about MK. MK has been riddled in drama since the very beginning. Since everything has started. And now look. Silence. Pure silence. Mm. The EFF is making moves behind closed doors. And we don't even know about it.
Because I don't think about EFF. You just hear like randomly one day that, oh, they were doing that?
Exactly. Mm. And now Julius Malema is at East London showing up in court for the gun charge for the 5th anniversary of the EFF. And it's about to be a long one. That court case started, I think, earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. It's going to be going for a long time. EFF is like 11 years deep now. And they're still investigating something that happened like 6 years ago. So you can imagine, everything is super slow judicially.
Well, I always wonder, why does it take so long for such things? Because I would assume that some of these things, it's like three conversations...
Done. Exactly. You like, know? Let's get into court on these days. There's no way you're telling me that everybody's schedule is that hectic that you can't really get this through.
Like, this is the law.
Exactly. It's
like, because I feel like at this point, they're considering people's schedules too much. Like, ish, you know, that day I was planning to go eat a KFC.
Yeah, and now it's just like, okay, well, you have KFC. I have muchachos. So, you know, maybe the next day we can, oh, no. Look at what happened with Jocelyn Smith. They literally concluded that they haven't found a body. They didn't know anything. But those people have been, the mom and her two accused, co-accused, are now sentenced to life sentences. Mm. They've got life sentences. And it was really over quickly.
Yeah.
So we're also hoping the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry is just as quick. But everything else also, guys, let's do better.
We could do better.
Let's move. Let's move it along. Even the Senzo Meyiwa trial, like, it's enough now.
Because it's like, the more you prolongate it, the more it's like, oh, okay, more and more things are coming. Now, we love the fact that, like, things are being revealed to us because, you know, the truth will set us free.
And it's a very delicious truth too.
But, hey, you know, hey, it's looking tricky.
It really is. I think one of the things that, like, was mentioned by Mkhwanazi during his testimony was when the files were taken, the dockets were taken, 121 dockets were taken, and he says someone reached out to him and, like, they were sent him pictures of some of the things in those dockets that regular people are not supposed to have, that you can only get through Senzo Mkhulu. And it was like, this is an ordinary businessman and he's sending me pictures from a docket that was in my hands that was taken away from me. Now witnesses are being intimidated. Others have died. Others are withdrawing their testimonies. And it's like, after we gave you those dockets, you guys started doing funky things.
Like, come on now. Mess. And it's a mess.
Mess.
And it's like, at this point, just release the dockets to the public. Like let's all read them.
You guys is funeni songs, like, actually. Give us a full comprehensive list. But the thing is also, I think Senzo, not even Senzo Mkhunu, Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi, I get a feeling he was doing well when he was doing things in KZN.
Mm.
Coming to Johannesburg was a tripwire.
True.
Into like literally the nerve center of corruption in South Africa. So them coming to Joburg was like, oh, no, you shouldn't have done that. Bad. Because now you're finding out that a lot of these things are interconnected.
And it's like, what do you do at that point?
Also, why are these people monopolizing crime? I don't want to say it in a very weird way, but like also I want us to think about this as a people. You're telling me Katiso Mlefe is linked to 4 murders. This means this guy is the go-to person to kill people.
Literally.
Like everyone's like, we trust, I know a guy. Mm. And that guy is him. And it's like, wow. Even the crime world is just segmented. Certain people have certain crime in their hands. They have the tender for crime.
Crime.
What a time to be alive.
I feel like now the government should just now have a whole department of crime.
Exactly.
Have a yearly budget like, for crime.
This is who we usually commit crimes with. This is our guy. Right. You know what I mean? This is a guy also. And it's a mess. That's why I'm like, the bad news be really bad. The bad news really gets bad.
Because the more we hear about this case, the more it just gets... Oh.
It gets juicier. And I think the worst thing about like maybe being a journalist is maybe Sandi Ndaba Zabantu. Because I'm not going to lie to you.
Mm.
I was eating it up. Reading like, all of these articles. I was like, oh my word. Wait, this reminds me of something else. And then I'm connecting the dots and it's a mess. I'm like, oh, I really do like things. I really do like things because why? I have no business knowing all of this information. And it's reminding me of information I read a few months back.
And then Sandi Ndaba. Listen, liking Dabas is a nice thing, though.
It's actually such a good time. I highly recommend it.
They like, just go on these rabbit holes because now you learn different things.
You. But now I know too much about these people. Like, I'm so... I think it's so sad now thinking about it. I'm like, South Africa is literally in the trenches.
Because now it's like, where do you even look for, like, a saving grace? Because you're like, ish, that one's connected to crime. That one does corruption. That one, we don't know, but we don't know. Hey.
Everybody's had charges against them. Even our own president had charged. Also, our president and that sofa situation. We also need to unpack that at some point. But wow, if it goes up to even the president, then it says quite a lot about how deep-rooted corruption is in our country.
Definitely.
Within all of the structures of government. And that's saying a lot.
And it's like, hence I also find it so hypocritical when like these same politicians are on some, we don't like corruption.
Yeah.
Let's fight against corruption. You are doing corruption. But then next day it's leaked that you're also doing corruption.
Exactly. And it's just like, then why are you screaming?
Like,
and you're telling us that you don't like this, but this, you benefit from it.
Might as well just have a GNU saying all of them get together, understand, you know what? We all do corruption.
Actually, let's
actually just make the people clowns at this point.
Let's do it. Let's play Ring Around the Roses with these people.
Mm.
I don't recommend it. Politics is a very dirty game.
Yo.
I'm seeing it just in general. It's a very dirty game. People move very funny. And I think the fact that Gayton is like putting this all out on blast is making him look so sad. He looks like a reality TV show star.
like,
it's just like, friend, recently you almost got cancelled over your racist remarks on Twitter back in the day.
So,
like, I promise you, no one is on your side right now. Stop trying to say, people, if they don't do this, we're going to walk out. No one's going to care that you walked out. No one is going to care. Everyone's just going to be like, oh, damn, that's crazy. Anyway, let's keep it pushing. No one's going to be, like, focused on the PA like that. And we understand why it is that the PA is actually as successful or moderately successful as they are.
Mm.
Because of the fact that they represent a certain demographic of people. Understandably so. It gives voice to people that were otherwise voiceless. Great stuff.
You know?
But now the things that you do when you're in power are a completely different thing.
So now it's like, at the end of the day, next election, what's going to happen?
Exactly. And we have local municipal elections happening next year. So if you're seeing people doing a lot of things now, look at SRC season now. Are you not seeing these jumping castles on campus?
Hey, these jumping castles. Nights.
Do you understand there's shirts being given? There are events happening. Mm. The Graal was full on Saturday. Okay? There's things that are happening on campus. That's campaigning season.
Mm.
So you can imagine what it's going to look like for local municipal elections next year. They're going to be walking around, going to people's houses, giving them food packages, greeting crannies, kissing babies. Be so ready for that. Keep your eyes open.
They love kissing the grannies.
One thing about them, they'll give a granny a blanket, some food, and then they'll kiss a baby on the way out.
And just be like, we're good people, guys.
We did the most.
Vote for us.
We helped them. Did you see those carrots that we brought? Nekabi, she'll be fine. Promise you, she's thriving.
Like, I...
Ghetto business.
It's so... Listen, it would be respectful if they did this all the time. Imagine. Right? On a random day, you're kissing grannies, you're giving us carrots every day of the year.
And that's what we know we're expecting. Mm. I think it's such a sad thing. Old people, I guess, they were telling us last year during elections that, you know what, old people tend to gravitate towards that one specific party because that one specific party did what they said that they want to do at the very beginning of the democracy that we had.
Mm.
They gave them everything that they said they would. So they believe in them because of those people getting them through there. We are in a different space. What do we want? And which party gives us that? We haven't seen any.
True. And I guess that's the thing we have to figure out.
Yeah.
Unless we just don't have a party. We just... Anarchy. I don't know.
Oh, honestly, at this point, anarchy seems like better. Because the mismatch... fruit salad, the eling GNU.
Yo.
It's just not... Like, it doesn't feel like people are represented. I think it just feels like a lot of people have their own interests at heart.
Mm.
And they're looking out for those only.
Definitely. So, it's a tricky one.
It really is. But shout out to us for giving you that news, because look at us. Sithanda indaba. And you know what? It might be in our personalities.
Ooh.
Because.
Speaking of personalities. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing about personalities and just, I love quizzes. I love a good personality quiz. And I've noticed that on, not even just TikTok, but on social media, there's this thing, this personality quiz called MBTI. Now, some of you have heard of it, some of you haven't. But it's so interesting. Now, to actually get into exactly what MBTI is, it's basically a questionnaire that says to understand the type of person you are and the way you go about things such as work, life, friendship, love. Now, although it is based on pseudoscience, well, pseudoscience, like, it's scientific, but it also has that thing of, like, it's kind of based on, like, you know, trends and assumptions, but, you know, we still love it.
Yeah.
We still love it.
We're still for it.
It has some scientificness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you can see it through the way when people find out their MBTIs and be like, huh, I kind of relate to this. Or sometimes they don't. So now, basically, how it works is that there's 16 personality types.
Oh, wow.
And within those personality types, it's kind of segmented to 5 sections. So, like, the first section is... Because it uses letters in, like, the personality type. And, like, from those different letters communicate different things. So, like, the first section is, like, E versus I.
Mm-hmm.
So E is extrovertedness, where do you recharge around people or do you recharge by being alone?
Okay.
And then the second one is S versus N. Now, S is more so, are you somebody who focuses on, like, the facts, the details, the hardcore proof? Or are you somebody that's like, I like to look at the bigger picture and just, you know, the overall pattern of life.
With whimsy.
The whimsy type.
Yeah.
And then you get the people... There's T versus F, which is thinking versus feeling. Are you more so of a logical thinker or are your decisions based on your emotions?
Okay.
And then we have J versus P, judging versus perceiving. Now, if you're judging, it's more so you're somebody who likes structure and plans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're perceiving, you like flexibility, spontaneity. You don't like to have like a, today I'm going to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then the fifth additional one is A versus T, assertiveness versus turbulence. Now, assertiveness is like people who are self-assured, confidence, stress doesn't exist to them. They're like cool as a cucumber.
Love that for them.
And then turbulent people are self-conscious. They can be emotional. They can stress out a lot.
Oh, wow.
Fun fact, actually, like being an assertive character type is very rare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, I think it's only 7% of the population that is an A. So most of us, we are, we're turbulent.
And you know what? Understandably
because
so.
Because, hey.
In the social media age, it's very hard not to be insecure.
Literally. So from all of these factors, you get one personality type. Mm-hmm. And usually it's like you have the letters and then there's also like a name and like a character.
Yeah. That's
connected with it and you can't learn about yourself. And it's quite interesting because I even see on social media, there's even stereotypes and jokes about it. Oh. Where it's like, oh, if you're like an INTP, you're like this or something like that. So we had a little mission. We both did the quiz.
Yes, we did.
Had to find out about ourselves. Firstly, this thing reminds me of astrology.
Yes, actually. It gives very much like, what is your 12th house and your 7th house and all that. Yeah, definitely.
But we'll have that conversation another day.
Yeah.
That's also just one thing about me. I love astrology.
That needs its own conversation.
Yeah. But yeah, we found out our type. So I start. Do you want
to start? Definitely start because I've been so excited to hear yours.
Okay. I am a ENFP, a campaigner.
What? Okay, wait. Yes, I'm so glad that you broke down like the letters at the very beginning because I didn't even know that. So like as you're saying yours, I was just like, wait, okay, I'm that element of that other. Okay, so break yours down.
So in my results, like to get in the details, my extroversion level is 54%.
Damn.
Which is actually shocking to me because I've done the quiz like many times throughout my life and when I first did it, when I was 14, I was actually an I originally at 91%.
What?
So now the fact that I've transitioned to an E, it's like, okay.
We're extroverted now. That's okay.
So it just, because also it can change over time. Mm-hmm. So my extroversion now is 54%. And then my N, which is my intuition, my sensing, my intuition, where I'm more of a person who focuses on the bigger picture and just, you know, the whimsy type, which is at 81%, which makes so much sense. And then I'm between thinking and feeling, I'm a feeler at 93%, which is interesting because when I was 13, I was a thinker.
Wow.
So it's like, huh.
Which feeling your feelings more? You being more healthy.
Because one thing about me, I'm going to make a decision based on how I feel.
And you know what? Absolutely.
Sometimes it doesn't work out, but you know.
And you know what?
It's okay.
That's the fun part about life. We only do it once.
And then for the judging versus perceiving, I'm on the perceiving side, which is the more flexibility, spontaneity type of people. And just as a general description of all these together, ENFPs are outgoing, curious, and full of energy. The kind of people who love connecting with others, exploring new ideas, and the endless possibilities of life. Now, the good thing about ENFPs is that we bring positivity and excitement. The bad thing is that, yes, we do like freedom and variety. We can get a bit like scatter-minded. We have this thing like, I can do 10 things, but then can you finish those 10 things?
The ADHD is real.
Yeah.
Felt.
There can also be people, they don't really like rules as well. So it's like, they can be a bit messy. And also, they can struggle with boundaries in a sense. They say yes to everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, you know, they kind of want a people pleaser in a way at times.
Self-sacrificing.
So, yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
I like that. Mine was,
I'm curious.
Some of these questions, like when they were asked, I was just like, okay, I can't strongly agree or strongly disagree. So like you're stuck in the middle. I'm like, I wish I had like more of like a concrete answer instead of being stuck in the middle. But what I got is I'm an ENFJ. I'm a protagonist.
Okay.
I was like, I'm a protagonist. I'm main character.
Period.
Okay. But I'm 68% extroverted, which is makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
In some ways, like I can speak to just about anybody.
Yeah.
But more often than not, it's like kind of hard for me to make friends. But the reason why is because I love being by myself so much. So my entire friend group is like in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
In PE, I'm working and I'm studying. Like,
this is work.
Having to like start the whole French. My friends are very strict, guys. It's very hard out here. Okay. I'm 78% intuitive, which is pretty cool. I didn't realize Uguti is against observant. And that makes very, very, very much sense. I have 71% feeling more than thinking.
Okay.
I'm 54% judging. consistently all day, every day. I fully get it. And I'm 71% turbulent.
Okay, I think I'm 73% turbulent.
Wow. That says a lot.
You know, like, you read... So, like, when you were reading the... Did you, like, go about reading the description?
I did. Like, the whole thing. When they were telling me I possess a unique blend of charisma, empathy, and idealism. Sets me apart from any crowd. I have a natural ability to apparently inspire and lead others. And matched only by my deep-seated desire to make a positive impact on the world. Now, this is great, but my idealistic nature can sometimes set me up for disappointment when reality falls short of lofty expectations.
Ish.
It be like that sometimes.
It be like that sometimes.
You hype things up in your brain and then, like, the reality just doesn't live up to it.
And it's like you see things so positively, like, this is an amazing world.
Right? And then you just realize, oh, no, the world is actually a terrible place. Ish. Nothing is cute.
What must happen now?
Ish. Yeah, no. But I liked it. I think I liked, I guess, kind of realizing certain aspects of myself and, like, knowing that this is a certain type of classification of my personality type.
Mm.
And it was interesting to think of it and just like, okay, this makes so much sense for me. It feels like it really is astrology.
You know?
Because, like, once you do read, like, your full astrological, you know, background and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know your houses. And knowing what time you're born and where you were born. Mm. I was just like, wow. I know more about myself now.
You know?
I like that.
And funny enough with that is, like, this also kind of connects to astrology because, like, you can find things, like, in the birth chart and everything that just connect. Like, huh, that matches my chart, actually.
Definitely. Like, my chart said something about, like, the way I move about the world in a specific way, especially at my job or whatever else. Mm. And then this, when it breaks it down, like, oh, at work, this is what you do. This is the type of role you are at work. And you're like, that makes sense. Captures us. I like it.
Like, I love such, like, things because it's like, we get to know ourselves more.
Yeah.
And just understand how we move. Because sometimes you may think you're a certain way, and then when you actually put it in perspective, you're like, huh, maybe I'm not like that, you know?
And it's nice knowing that part about yourself. I think self-knowledge allows you to make decisions, maybe sometimes differently to what you could have possibly done. And besides, look, it shows how much you've grown. I mean, look at when you took the test for the first time at 14 and where you are now. You're way more extroverted than you were before.
True.
That says a lot.
But, and it just sees, like, as you said, the journey of life as well. Because who knows? Maybe extroversion might go up to, like, 90% in, like, 5 years.
Be out here talking to the people.
Like, who knows? So it's crazy. But I know some people out there, they don't mess with such things like this.
You know what? It's not a strategy. Look, the random person on the street will be like, I don't mess with astrology. It doesn't make sense. No, you're just mean. You're not a Cancer. You're just mean. And it's like, fully get it.
You know?
But this is different.
Yeah.
Pseudoscience is, like, completely different because it's like, okay, fine. But there's research that backs this. But I think also it means, like, it opens you up to realizing, like, certain aspects of your personality that you otherwise wouldn't have seen.
Definitely. Because at the end of the day, it's like, Somebody could think, oh, no, I'm a logical thinker.
Yeah.
I need facts. And then you do the quiz and then you're like, well, maybe not.
Maybe you're not as logical as you think.
And you're like, actually, now that you put it in perspective.
You're in your feelings a lot.
And it's okay because it's like the beauty about this is that wherever you fall, both sides are amazing.
Yes.
Because even, like, they always say that, like, with certain personality types, it's you need to kind of engage with, like, an opposite to kind of, like, balance out the energy.
Felt.
So it's like if you're, like, an E and a T, maybe you need to be with an I and an N type of thing. Which, I mean, it could work, but, hey, you know, when you think of it as the
exact opposite of you.
Because it's just like, it could work, but it can also cause a lot of conflict.
It has the potential to go, like, really, really bad, really, really quickly.
Hey!
Because one thing about it, if you find somebody that's, like, completely different to you, like, okay, me, personally, love me some fashion. I am not afraid to, like, talk to a random person on the street and be like, I love your outfit. I love, you know what I mean, talking. But, like, if you're in a relationship with somebody who's just, like, kind of, like, to themselves and a little insecure, it'll just be like, why are you walking around flirting with people?
And it's like,
oh, babe, no, that's
not what's going on.
That's not where we are. No one is looking at that. Like, literally, I just find their fashion pretty dope. So I think, yes, there's a balance to it. And you just have to find like the perfect balance.
Yes, because balance is important in life. Because hey, without it,
Gooning.
Because hey, because I feel like one thing about both our results, clearly we are people who, we have structure and plans.
We love planning. I love planning. I love a good list. My favorite thing over the weekend was doing my calendar for the next month.
Really?
That's my highlight of my weekend. Can you imagine what kind of a boring life am I leading that my calendar is the most important thing?
Problem with me, I'm going to make that calendar and I'm not going to do what's in that calendar.
Absolutely.
Because like, you know what, today I'm doing A, B, C, D, and then something might happen during the day. I'm like, you know what, I'm feeling like this. Yeah. And then everything's just...
My to-do list is always just a full mess of like things that I'll either do like immediately or I'll do in a month's time.
Yeah.
My calendar is... This is what you can look forward to. This is what's happening on these days. Whether or not you do them is your business, but just know that these are things you actually have to do. I'm not going to lie to you. It's looking murky. It is looking murky. I had a full week last week where I was doing work every single day. I was like up for 10 hours at work last week at some point in time, just like doing full on work, running around, doing the most. And this is all happening. By the end of the week, I had a test.
Yeah.
And I was like, Do I want these academics as much as they want me? Do I want this education as much? I mean, it's on my calendar. It says there's a test that you have to write. It says there's an essay due. But are you going to do that? Because it's been a long week.
You know,
is that what's going to happen? Like, what must happen now? That's the worst part about it.
Ish.
You can plan and plan and plan, but following through, that's the sucky part.
And then you're like, well... What must happen now?
It be like that sometimes.
It really be like that. But I always hope that like more people can do such quizzes. Because it's so interesting. Imagine like, for example, if the whole station did this quiz.
Right. And like we find out about each other's like quiz. And you're like, okay, I did not know that about you. You know? Yeah.
Because like, for example, like for me personally, like I think I know most people's star signs in the station.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I don't know whether their birthday was on a public platform. Like let's say your birthday was on Instagram or the register and the contract. I'm like, okay, this one is an Aries.
That's why it's tricky. That makes sense. That is such a
like,
huge thing.
I've already spoken to you twice, but I know you're a Leo.
I already have those feelings. You know what I mean?
I'm like, this is why A, B, C, D is going on. This is why this person likes that one, but not that one. And the intricacies. It's always so interesting. So I feel like this now also adds that layer.
It's worth it.
Promise. Hey, you know, 100 questions is a lot to do.
It is.
Hey.
It is. Even like there's a bunch of quizzes also about like emotional intelligence as compared to intellectual, whatever. And you're just like, yo, guys. The only problem is answering 40 questions and they ask like really, really deep questions. And you can't say strongly agree or strongly disagree. At some point you're in the middle and it's like, is this going to be accurate? Because like I also can't answer some of these questions. True. It must be difficult.
Because for this quiz, a lot of me was like middle. Like,
and I was like, oh my God, I wonder what kind of results I get.
You know?
But look at the difference in results. I think that's so cool.
Like it is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I love this life. I love this life, you know, indeed.
It's a cute way to start the week.
Literally. So, you know, if you want to get to know yourself, go and do the 16 personalities quiz. And who knows, you could share the same results as us or be completely different.
Let us know.
Let us know. But earlier, I remember we touched on, you know, traveling and, you know, going places. Mm-hmm. And we touched a bit on Kruger National Park.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we touched on Kruger National Park. I see where you're going. Train there. And you know, it's in the headlines actually recently. I saw Kruger is in the headlines. I was like, what's going on?
What actually is this drama?
Like, and it's all because of a name change.
You know, I can't even say I don't mind the name change or whatever else because like further, we understand. What would the name change be? Why are we changing the name? Like, I need to understand why we're doing it and what we're changing it to.
Because I know basically they're changing it to Skukuza. And Skukuza is kind of like, I wouldn't call it a town. It's like a town within Kruger National Park. Like the biggest, like, you know, like in Kruger, there's like different like rest stops that kind of act as towns. So Skukuza is like the biggest one. So I guess they name it after that because it even has an airport. But it's like, yeah, we love Skukuza, but
that's big. See, the difference, I'm trying to like, I don't know, I'm trying to like make sense of it like in my own maybe limited understanding. This school, when they changed, oh, the school's gone through so many changes, my God.
Hey.
It was, what, UPE at some point in time. So, like, this is obviously just a bunch of schools brought together and consolidated. And at first, it was Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University. And NMMMU.
Hey,
the bunches of the M's. And then it became Nelson Mandela University. But, like, when they tell you about how it became that, they tell you that there was a part of it basically where they just went out and started talking to people in the neighborhood, talking to people within the institution, understanding like why it is that they've decided to rebrand or even change the name to Nelson Mandela and how it reflects Nelson Mandela's legacy. And with that comes a lot of things. I mean, there's the Nelson Mandela Museum, there is the foundation, there's the children's hospital. So Nelson Mandela is kind of a big name, understandably so. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if Kruger itself is something that comes with like foundations and museums and the like. So like maybe the name itself might be rooted in like coloniality.
True, because...
And we get the change.
Because wasn't Paul Kruger...
You know?
Some...
We got a side eye because I'm like, this does sound like a white man's name.
Yeah, we don't know what he did,
and
but...
And we don't really have the best experience with white people.
So it makes sense,
you know. And like, I mean, you look at different things. There's a town that I'm from. I used to live in Klerksdorp.
Yeah,
and Klerksdorp is basically a name. It's Klerksdorp, so basically it's Die Klerk's town.
Okay,
and we know Die Klerk. And we know that kind of history.
Yes.
But the thing about also the whole renaming thing is, what are we doing with the renaming?
True.
Like, are we just putting a name on it in remembrance or whatever? But or are we actually making sure that while under that name, we're actually changing the place?
Because if it's just renaming and then just letting it be, changing some signs, done.
Exactly.
Like, now it's like the money that was gazetted for that.
Like you're playing games for some stationery. Let's relax.
Like, come on.
Let's calm down. Like, it cannot be that. If it really is something big, like let it be something that represents the people. I guess Skukuza changing it would be like, okay, fine. Like, what about the town itself? Like, what are we doing to make sure that people, even in neighboring towns, can actually go to Kruger National Park or whatever it is it's going to be called afterwards? Do they have access to that? Is it affordable? Is it accessible for people in the neighboring, you know, towns and whatever? Or is it still going to be this high name-calling thing that just only attracts maybe international people?
True.
That's the thing. If we're going to change it to a name that's like reflecting the people, then let it actually be for the people. But if we're just changing it for the sake of, you're playing some games with some stationery, relax.
Like, literally. And even with Kruger National Park, like, the history behind it and its relationship with, like, you know, the local towns and just, like, how for colonialism, what happens is that they make a nature reserve. People lived in that nature reserve, and now when they made a nature reserve, people lived there, gotta get out.
Oh, that's dark.
So, hey, there's also that conversation.
And we're also living on a nature reserve ourselves.
Hey!
And one thing about us, we'll treat those monkeys like they're the foreigners, when it's us.
So, also us, we're a problem.
We're the problem, actually. Because these monkeys are just chilling. They were minding their own businesses. All of a sudden, there's class. There's a bunch of people walking on campus, smacking them out of the way, eating in front of them.
We complain about the campus snakes, but Haibo.
The snake is just like, Haibo, what happened? This isn't what it was. What happened to my friends? What happened to the environment? So naturally, we're also problematic.
Hey, like when you really think about it, hey, but us humans, we like things too much.
We like things. I'm not going to lie to you. What attracted me to the place is the natural.
Same. It's like, I go to school in nature.
I was like, some scenic vibes. I went to school in Joburg. Trust me, it's great. Joburg's fine. Great stuff. I definitely want to be in nature.
You know?
And I chose this place for that.
But it's also like, we also have to discuss, is our impact within this nature good?
Exactly.
Or bad?
What are we doing to contribute to nature? Is it within, you know, what they say the Nelson Mandela school values are?
Because then it's like, what happens when, like, you see a student just littering just on campus?
And students don't care.
Yo,
you guys don't care, hey? please, I want you guys to do better. The littering, I cannot stand a person who litters. I don't understand it.
Literally, especially because one thing I'll give compliment to PE is that there's so many dustbins everywhere.
Like, at every turn, I promise you, you're going to find a dustbin.
So, there's no excuse.
You have no reason to litter.
Like,
oh no, it goes back to the ground. No, that's not what we do here.
You're throwing away a cat. Exactly, and it's gonna decay and grow as a tree.
How about it decays in some trash? Let's do that.
That's
terrible.
Yeah, it's quite terrible. It's quite the life we live.
The life we live, man. Current affairs is a very, very interesting time to live in.
Because it's like, when you have things that are like positive, you also gotta say the negatives, or things look great, but then you also gotta ask additional questions, which are like, actually,
this is true. This is true. More often than not, it is.
Because we were discussing about how, you know, yeah, Kruger National Park name change, but also what's gonna happen with the name change.
Exactly. So I think sometimes with implementation, I don't know, it's all good and fine to have an idea, and like, understandably so, but I think the follow through, we have like that problem with implementation in South Africa, in that we have these great ideas, we have terrible follow through. So it's great to start something, but do we finish it? That's the thing. And I mean, it speaks to our personality test, because it's like, oh, you're great at starting things, you're very, very, very motivated, but then when it's time to just follow through and do the most, it's just like, yo, Shem.
It's a problem.
We tried, hey? We began. That's the most important part. Right.
And then going back to the Matlanga Commission, where it's like, hey, everybody's dodgy.
Exactly.
Everything is dodgy.
So what is the point of you yourself not being a dodgy person? That's the hard part.
It's been a wonderful episode.
It really has been.
Like, we've covered so many different things. We just go on holiday once.
Honestly, I'm glad that we started with the holiday.
Yeah.
Because like, now we have ideas on what to do.
Like, whether we're going on a cruise, whether we're going to Kruger, or Kukuza.
Whichever one feels like the vibe. I'm not going to lie to you, that MSC cruise sounds delicious.
It does.
I cannot. I'm just trying to envision a golf course on a cruise. I can't see it. Like, I definitely, like, in my mind, I can't picture it. I want to see it live jive.
You know, and just like, see, how does this work?
Do you think they do tours?
Like a first cruise ship?
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume so.
I would like that.
Yeah, just get the lay of the land, you know?
Just trying to like check it out. Not committing to it fully, but like seeing the vibe. I also just want to like a live jive cruise. I don't want it on the internet. I'm not trying to see a video. Yeah. I'm trying to be there and see it.
Maybe even take some content. Who knows? Like,
a little cute something. I'm trying to be on... You're wearing that cute little golf outfit, nice white gloves. Okay, you're selling me on holiday. You're selling me on this holiday vibe. I'm a fan.
Like, literally. But of course, where can they find you on all the social media platforms?
You can find me as Girl With The Nice Pants on the Instagram streets. Today's pants are pink.
Period.
You know, if you're going to find me anywhere else, you've gone too far.
You're doing too much now.
You're doing too much. You have Instagram, be happy. That's enough.
And of course, you can find me on Instagram at @ketsara_cligo and on Facebook at @cligo K Ndlovu. And listen, this has been a wonderful Law Show Science package. Same time, same place next week. We are saying bye.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio. Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio. Otecha deza Madiba Radio.
Omametse Madiba's Radio.
Akalaisa no Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Ulaleli Madiba's Radio.
Niko chechereza Madiba's Radio.
Ureize Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio. Opening up the way for you to be heard.